Well, the kids are talking about Star Wars this morning. You want to talk about Star Wars? I do. I saw the new movie last night. And it got me to thinking. I am a child of the original movies. And at the beginning, Luke has a choice to make. He decides to go with Obi-Wan. If he did not, there wouldn't be all of those movies, the franchise, all the toys. That was an important decision for him. I mean, any movie that you go to, the main character has important choices, choices that develop the plot, move it forward. Any book you pick up, the same is true. But it's not just fiction. We have those choices in our lives. Just look at the lives of the saints. All the different decisions that they had. All the various choices that they made to bring them to where they are. George Shultz has a wonderful expression for this. Moments of consequential choice. I love that phrase. Moments of consequential choice. Jesus faces such a moment in the gospel this morning. It is a momentous decision. If he steps in the water, he will lose his life. If he walks away, we wouldn't be here. We would never have heard of him. Moment of consequential choice. We have such moments all the time. We're presented constantly with moments of consequential choice. To love, to hate, to stand idly by, to be a voice crying out in the desert, to do something really, really great, to quietly sacrifice our life for another. Our decisions form us. The decisions we make bring us to this point. What we choose makes us the people that we are today. And in the gospel, after Jesus comes out of the water, we're told the heavens open up, the Spirit descends and embraces him. A voice from above. You are my beloved son. With you I am well pleased. Jesus hasn't preached a single word. There has been no miraculous healing, no miracles. He doesn't have a single disciple. But he has decided. It's our decisions that are most important.